الشهرستاني another great أشعري scholars or one of their greatest scholars, he said that to believe that Allah واحد في ذاته, he's one in himself, one in his attributes, one in his action. One in his actions, يعني nobody does anything with him. He's the only doer, real doer, as I told you earlier about their belief in Qadr. One in his attributes, it means he doesn't do things after another. He did it once and that's it. He doesn't do anything anymore. So nothing done by his will. يعني he doesn't do anything whenever he wants. No, he did it once and that's it. Even the Quran, they said he did it, he said it once and that's it. They're more confusing Quran than anything else. Anyway, three, he said one in his attributes, they said because he doesn't have, يعني they said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the only sustainer, is the only creator for the earth and the heavens. Muhammad Abdu, the Egyptian scholar, who was recently died, I mean he's like in the modern age, the modern century, this last century, he said in his book, التوحيد, توحيد الربوبية, believing in Allah's existence, it is الغاية العظمى من بعثة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is the main reason for Muhammad to be sent to humanity. Subhanallah. I don't know how those people, يعني read, how they can read Al-Quran and they're saying that. I just don't understand. Why? Because النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent to people who Allah told us about them, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they would say Allah. قُلْ مَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Who his words go through, his order will be implemented and will be followed. And he's the only one has right to order in heavens and the earth, they would say Allah. Who's the one who give life and death? They would say Allah. Who would say Allah? Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, the kuffar. The kuffar who Muhammad ﷺ was debating them, was giving them da'wah. That's what they believe in Allah. They believe that he exists, he's the creator, he's the only creator, he's the only sustainer, he's the only one controlled life and death, he's the one who provide. He's the owner, he's the king. They used to say, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إلا شريكا هو له. لبيك اللهم لبيك, لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إلا شريكا هو لك. They said, we believe that you are the most high, no partner with you except one partner. No partner in you when it comes to creating, when it comes to providing, when it comes to giving life and death, controlling the heaven, the destiny of people, no one can be your partner in this area. But there is partner in another areas, which is worshipping them, fearing them like you, loving them like you. They have the right to legislate for us like you. They have the right to be followed like you, which is their idols. So the kuffar believed in general in this concept, which is Allah is the creator, but they never been a believer. So how come the Asha'ira claim that this is the main issue in Islam, or this is the meaning of Tawheed? You wouldn't see in their books any talk about something called Shirk. This is not exist in Asha'ira's book. Only very few scholars, you might. But when you read their book in Aqidah, they don't talk about Shirk in a sense of worshipping other than Allah. That's why whenever the Asha'ira is the majority in the country, you will see that this country always have worshipping graves, asking saints, taking saints to ask them to intercede. All the acts of shirk appear under the protection of the leader of this sect too. They said that the first obligated in any person reach the age of puberty to think about Allah. Not to say La ilaha illallah. No. Before he said, you have to think. And to prove it logically that he exists. And this is a big bid'ah. Nobody ever said that. Some of them said the first obligation is to doubt Allah Azza wa Jal. A'udhu billah. Some of them, not all of them.
please proceed to next CD.